With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome to this week's EvoStick NPL show. I'm your host Ben Hughes, and coming up in this week's show, we'll be looking ahead to this weekend's matches in all three divisions of the Northern Premier League with James Hayes. We're also going to be hearing from the managers at Grantham Town, at Farsley Celtic, at Marine and at Whitby Town. But we're going to kick things off by looking back at all of last weekend's results in the Premier Division as we head over to Ewan Fields on Tuesday night for that big match between Hyde United and South Shields in Division 1 North.
Hello everyone and welcome to Ewan Fields, the home of Hyde United. We're here on a blustery, freezing Tuesday evening. It's
quite
cold.
Compared to last Tuesday.
That's true, it's a bit warmer. I said that as I got out of the car actually before. It's not as cold as you said it was going to be, Swamper. Yeah. But anyway.
Not yet.
Yeah, okay,
but fair tonight enough. We'll be finishing at something like 1 degree. So I've come prepared this evening. Although I'm very disappointed with the NPL show. Not the NPL show, it's a wonderful show. The NPL results, because we've got games all tonight, weekend's games, results aren't there.
You're on the fixture page, that's why.
Good point, well made, Ben.
Right, anyway.
There you go.
So we're here on Tuesday nights before the big Hyde United.
I'm on results.
It's before the big Hyde United South Shields match. Berkey, just before we get to the results from Saturday in the Premier Division. Big game this one tonight for both clubs in Division 1 North.
It's not a big game, it's a monumental game, Ben. It's as simple as that. If Hyde win tonight, they go top. Admittedly, if Hyde win tonight and go top, South Shields have still got that game in hand. It's the team with the best attacking South Shields versus the team with the best defence and the best home record as well, remember, with the Tigers. Won 10 on the spin here at Ewan Fields.
9.
10 in the league.
Oh, league, sorry.
I've not introduced you yet, sure.
Yeah.
Berkey, what you were saying?
Hyde are flying in the league at the moment at home. They started to pick up a few wins away from home, and since the 3-0 defeat that they had up at South Shields a few weeks ago, they've gone 4 games, 4 wins, 9 goals scored, 0 goals conceded. So they're sort of on a bit of a tear at the moment, the Tigers, and it's going to be really, really interesting this tonight.
And Swampy's here as well from the non-league show. Hello, Swampy.
Yeah, good evening, Ben. Good evening, Berkey.
Hello.
We'll find out what happened in this match shortly. We'll come in and out during the next
you've got
20
it
minutes.
I think Berkey's right. This isn't a big game. It's not a monumental game. This is the game. This is, if you're a supporter of semi-professional football, this is a game that everyone should be at. Regardless of who you support, you should be here tonight. There should be 2,000 people watching this game tonight, because the quality on show tonight should be, forget FA Cups, forget, you know, Wigan's beating City and Rochdale getting draws. This is where the real football is tonight.
We've got a World Cup winner on show tonight. Julio Arca won the Under-20s World Cup. Admittedly, it's not the actual World Cup, but it's a World Cup.
It's a World Cup, but we really have got a great opportunity tonight to see some wonderful football from two wonderful footballing teams on a wonderful surface and with the wonderful Vimto.
Now, there's two matches on tonight in the Premier Division. Rush Olympic are hosting Stafford Rangers and Whitby Town are hosting Grantham. Big game, that one, for Grantham Town in the pursuit of Altrincham up at the top. Starting off with Altrincham then from the weekend, there was two matches involving relegation candidates. Sutton Coldfield travelling to Moss Lane. Altrincham didn't have it their own way.
No, they had a little bit of a scare, didn't they? Went a goal down after about 20 minutes or so, but they managed to claw the way back in. And Sutton Coldfield, they gave a very good account of themselves, apparently. And, well, Alty deserved the win in the end. But Sutton aren't as bad as, you know, we may have been led to believe. You know, they picked up some really good points recently. And it's tight down the bottom, isn't it, between them and Hales Owen. So,
well, 2 goals in 20 minutes, you know, going at half time, you know, one apiece. Come out second half, 11 minutes to go. Sutton Coldfield are thinking, you know, we've got an opportunity here to go away with a huge, huge point, you know, because they are against the team right at the top. And there they go in 79 minutes, you know, a penalty. JJ is a man who steps up, scores that penalty, and, you know, Altrincham, the top draw this season. We know the quality that they've got, it's 2-1.
It's results like that win titles, isn't it, Berkey? 9 points clear now of Warrington.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you say it's results like that, but you would have expected Alty to win that by 2 or 3 clear goals. But they made heavy weather of it. Sutton Coldfield just played really, really well, and they know what they've got to do.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the other game down the bottom end, Marine against Hales Owen. Marine winning it by 1-0. that's an important victory, that, for the Merseyside, isn't it, Burke?
Yeah, and you expect the games down there to be tight. You're not going to get massive swings in scorelines down there. And they're just doing enough at the minute, Marine, to just keep themselves away
from the bottom. Is that them now, of it now? No, 6 points clear of the relegation zone?
No. I think Burke is right. It was a must-win game for them. They've got to keep themselves away from that scrambling pack below them. And they've just done that, they scored after 10 minutes. So, 80 minutes of the game, no goals. It would have been tight all the way through. And it's a big, big result for Marine. And, if they can get another good result and the results go once up to 9 points, then yeah. But with 6 points, the way this division is...
They do have games in hand at the moment. Good result as well for Stalybridge Celtic, a 2-2 draw against Hensford.
Well, it was in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Got that late equaliser there, and when you're down there at the bottom, every single point counts. I mean, a 2-1 defeat, it wouldn't have been the end of the world for them. They're fairly well positioned at the moment. They seem to be just away from the bottom two, and they've got games in hand.
Yeah. It does feel like a big weekend for Marine and Stalybridge, though, in that relegation picture. They've turned a corner there.
Well, Matty Wolford and scored 3 goals now in 2 games. Two on Saturday, and if he's fit and he's available, he's going to be very, very vital for them with their running to stay in this division, because we know the goals he's capable of scoring, and we also know what he brings to the team. Any team he plays for, he's a player that perhaps should be still playing at a much higher level, certainly, maybe even higher than where he was last season. But being a school teacher, it's probably quite difficult to pair the two, isn't it? But two important goals for him, and a very important 1 point for Stalybridge. Ben is just hiding.
I'm just making sure the ball doesn't hit the laptop.
Jimmy Burke, he wouldn't kick it into the laptop.
Don't say that. Big win for Warrington at the weekend as well. 3-1 win against Michelover Sports. Job done for Paul Carter's side. It could have been a tricky one, that one.
Well, yeah, they made heavy weather of it against Stalybridge the week before when they lost that one, very surprisingly. They've had some strange results this season, haven't they, Warrington? And that was just one where they really, really needed to win. But if I'm being very honest, I think that everyone's playing for second place now, or at least positions in the playoffs. It's Alties now.
Yeah,
even though he's the best part of a third of the season left.
Warrington and the chasing pack have to just keep the pressure on. Obviously, points deductions haven't helped other clubs, and therefore, you've got to just keep on winning, and that's what Warrington will probably carry on doing. All the way towards the playoffs.
I mean, there was a supposed to be a game for Charlene on Monday. Who were they playing? They played Stalybridge, and it was postponed, wasn't it? So it's pretty much as you were there. Obviously, Grantham, as we said, are playing Tuesday night, and we recorded on Tuesday night, so we don't know the score. Barwell 1, Ashton United 1.
Yep.
You two probably didn't hear from Jimmy Gillan last week, but he's having fun. He's enjoying himself. Yeah, he's enjoying your words, and he says for the 5 seconds you gave him some exposure. It was what you were saying was fair enough.
Ben, we were talking about him for hours and hours and hours, and it was you who's edited it down to 5 seconds.
And it's a pity we don't do a live show, because if we did do a live show, we could actually let every manager out there know Ben edits all the great things that we say about managers to make us sound bad and him sound good when he interviews them during the week. And if you listen to Ben's record of interviewing managers, their performance on the Saturday reflects in his interviews. Again, another two teams this weekend not doing as well as they could if they hadn't spoken to him. So it's your fault, Ben.
I did speak to Ashton United's Jody Bannum as well, and the four of them. I'm going to include Fars and Celtic in this as well. So there's four teams now on 54 points at time of recording.
It had draw written all over it for me, that game, and Ashton United had an absolutely brilliant season. As I mentioned in the show, the monthly show, Jody Banham's he's very astute, he's grown into this first managerial role of his, and I just see Ashton United going from strength to strength, even if they don't go up this season or even make the playoffs this season, it's something to build on.
Sam Sheridan has strengthened the squad. Great signing.
Did you see that pass against Lancaster City? Sheridan did. He's in midfield. He just flicks it in the air.
See, that'll stay in, because he's actually watched some highlights. But the great things that we've said about managers, I have to reiterate this, by the way, managers out there, we are very positive about all of you.
Not all of them. Most.
Most of them, then.
Some of them. I would like.
To be honest, not
the odd one.
Well, stop looking in the air as if the ball's going to get me. No, I love all the managers, because they all have a bring of value of some sort. Now, if Ben chooses to make us sound bad, that's his prerogative. But just let the managers know there, and we'll know by the time this goes out, whether he's edited all this out, because if it's not in, we'll say the same next week.
I want you know, a promotion race of 60-odd clubs. I'd quite happily welcome that. I really would.
Ben, but I think that's slightly pretty much impossible.
Don't tell us what's possible and what's not.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, also...
that's why he's a referee.
Also a good result of the weekend was Witten Albion, a 3-2 win against Matlock Town. Just keeps Witten Albion involved.
You say a good win. It was a good win in so much that they got the 3 points, but Matlock, they're going backwards at the moment for some reason. It's a strange one. They've got the players there. You know, Sean Harrod's been banging in all season. And I don't know, it's a funny one.
Is it Telford they brought a lad in for another set of forward? On loan, or a league club that brought in on loan. But as you're right to say, it's not quite working this season, has it?
No, I don't know why.
Just to say it's not working out, Workington, a defeat against Rushall at the weekend. How much? I mean, I'll open it up to you, Swan, because you had a good rant a couple of weeks ago about it. The Bromley match, it's kind of turned their season upside down. I mean, it was looking a bit, you know, precarious anyway, but it's not helped, has it?
Not helped. Well, I think you remember, Ben, I suggested that it won't make any difference. I turned around.
It's not true.
It actually is.
No, it's not.
It literally turned round.
And I said that kind of defeat could absolutely kill their season. And to be honest, it's going to be difficult for them.
Swampy, the 8 points off the playoffs, they've got 2 games in hand.
I know.
You know,
they haven't.
You're right.
The teams in the playoffs have got games in hand over Workington.
Looking at Farsley.
It's all right. I do believe that such a drubbing after such a good competitive game in the FA Trophy, they've been you know, doing really, really well. That 7-1 defeat has knocked something out of them. I hope they come back. I love them as a football club. I think, you know, to be where they are and pushing as often as they have been done over the seasons is testament to the way the people of the area love the football and the management work as well. But I think it's going to be far too difficult for them this season.
Right, Swampy. Normally you're the one who's doing the cheerleading for Workington here, but I'm going to take over for you.
I love him.
Yeah, I know you do. I know, but I'm going to take over. There's a third of the season left to go. There's 16 games for Workington to turn this around. You know, look at where Colville were after 16 games. They were right up there. So come on, there's 16 games left to go, and you can just all of a sudden go on a run. They're not out of this yet. They've got some quality players there.
I'm being the voice of doom for the reverse effect.
There was two results at the weekend as well for teams who you could put a bet on them making the playoffs, but it'd be a really long shot at the moment. Stourbridge got a great win against Buxton 2-1, and Lancaster City beat Colville 4-1 away from home, bouncing back from that midweek drubbing against Ashton United. So Lancaster, Stourbridge, it's 10 and 11 points from the playoffs. It is a big ask.
It's an uphill struggle, of course it is. And Lancaster, they've been one of those teams this season who they started off really, really tightly. They actually started the season how they finished last, where lots of games were being won by the odd goal, 1-0s, 0-0s, and 1-1s here, there and everywhere. But Stourbridge, they've faltered, haven't they? But they're another team who, as with Workington, they've got the quality there to be able to go on a run. It might be unlikely that they go on a run because of the bitterness of the season so far, but it doesn't mean they can't do it.
No, I mean, all these teams, I think you're right, Berkey. I mean, all of them, and I include certainly Workington as well there, they've all got a chance, don't get me wrong. It's the runners and riders that we've seen in front of them this moment in time are the ones that, you know, you'd ordinarily concentrate on. But we know the quality of this division. We know most other teams can beat other teams week in, week out. We'll also probably have the weather affecting other games as we go further into the season. And then we'll have the really dry, bobbly pitches. So there's a lot to play for, don't get me wrong. And you're right, you know, it's a third way through the season. We've got quite, you know, 16, 17 games to go or something like that, is it? And in that respect, plenty to play for. But the teams we've spoken about, I think the teams are the ones that are really in the mix.
And just before the laptop gets cracked, Whitby Town 2, Nantwich Town 1. Any thoughts?
No, none whatsoever, no.
For the sake of the laptop, Ben, I'm going to... Ben, these are semi-professional footballers. They get paid to kick a ball straight, although saying that... Yeah, I see what you mean. I think it sounds...
By the way, Ben, can I just say, this division, the First Division North, has been infinitely stronger this season than it was last year. I think that Scarborough, I think that Hyde and South Shields, and possibly even Bamber Bridge, yeah, you know, they'd be if not contending for the playoffs and contending for the championship themselves. They've been, it's been a real good tussle at the top of this division, and it's,
it's not only that, Berkey, but what it's been is quality football on the show.
Yeah,
you know, it really has. You know, you show you show all these teams that are all playing good quality football week in, week out, and those four teams you mentioned especially, I think they're absolutely outstanding.
Yeah.
And it's the full time whistle, and it finished 1-1 in the end. And I think the happiest people out tonight were Scarborough, Berkey, who've won by 3-0. Hyde and South Shields have cancelled themselves out. But in the end, Chris, is a must-not-lose game for Hyde, and they've dug in. South Shields were probably the better side second half, but credit to Hyde, who've stuck in there.
Luke, that was a great, great, great game of football. It was only 1-1, and you might look at that and think, you know, there weren't a huge amount of goals, but that was a fantastic amount of game of football. I think Hyde had the better of the first half.
Yeah.
Shields probably had the better of the second half. I think it's a fair result, that.
We've got Darren Kelly, Hyde has, and well, that was a great game of football. Well, we enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it, though?
No, not particularly. You know, because do you know what? Credit to both sides. Our players are in there; they're absolutely exhausted. So proud of them. The effort, absolutely. They give absolutely everything that they can, and they're playing against, you know, a fantastic South Shields side. You know, the way they play. They've got some great quality in the side, but our players stood up and matched them all over. And you know what? They needed to do that tonight. And I think a draw is a fair result. You know, credit, as I say, to South Shields. They play some fantastic stuff. And at times they were great to watch, especially the first 10 minutes.
After the opening 2 minutes, Hyde found themselves at goal down. And did you kind of think the worst, and we were going to have another bad day at the office like we did up at their ground?
No, do you know what? I didn't. Because of the belief I have in the players. But I thought that first, you know, they scored that first goal, and then some of their play for the first 3 or 4 minutes was just mesmerising. It was superb to watch. And, you know, again, credit them. You know, at times you have to take your hat off and say,
keep your hands off.
Stand back and just admire some fantastic play, the rotations and the movements, and it's very difficult to play against. But as I say, you know, we get a grip of it, and then we come into the game. And as I say, I thought then for the matchup, as we've seen with the near the end, it was sort of end-to-end stuff without, you know, there was creative elements in there. I thought we tested their keeper more than ours, but I thought they were more productive in their open play. So there's pros and there's, I wouldn't say cons. I thought it was a great game for the spectator, the neutral, to watch by two very good sides.
It was Max Leonard who got the goal for the Tigers tonight. But aside from the goal, we thought he was outstanding tonight.
Yeah.
He gives us something different. He looks very willing, unlike any of the other players we've got, really, who kind of look to slot another player in when they're around about 25 yards out. If he sniffs goal, he's going to smash it.
Yeah, he's got the ability to do that. That's why we brought him in. You know, the proper 10, if you look at, you know, in terms of being that creative player, he'll drop off to look and get it, provide or supply the centre forward, as well as that is create opportunities for himself. And he does that. And again, that's been his first match for a while. So I think just as his loan period gets longer, the stronger he'll get with each game. And I thought, you know, again, it was excellent tonight.
On paper, you know, you look at the league table and a point away from home against second place team is, you know, you would consider that a good point. And, you know, hopefully come the end of the season it will be a good point. But on the balance of play, you know, I thought we probably deserved a little bit more.
Especially second half there, were you impressed with the performance?
Yeah. I thought the game ebbed and flowed a little bit throughout the game. You know, first half I thought we came up the block so sharp. First 5 minutes we literally came flying out the blocks, and obviously Axel, I was delighted for young Axel to get a fantastic fantastic first goal for the club, and what a stage to do it on. You know, kind of repaid our faith in him after his good performance on Saturday. And then, you know, we've obviously conceded literally 4 or 5 minutes later from a set piece. And that kind of rocked us a little bit psychologically, and we took quite a long time to get ourselves back on track. But we had, you know, we got to half time, consolidated, had a little chat, and set out, you know, what our plans were for the second half. And again, maybe not our best first five minutes or so second half, but after that, I thought we played some fantastic stuff. And really, there was only one team in it from there on in. So yeah, really proud of the performance tonight, and we we kind of showed what we're all about as a side.
It was a big week with two big games as well. To come up with 4 points must be a positive.
Yeah, yeah, without a doubt. And I know Scarborough have won tonight, but you know, if we look at the teams in the top four, we've only got one game left now. Other teams in the top four, and I think everybody else will. Bamber Bridge have got five, and I think Hyde have still got a couple, and Scarborough have got a couple. So you know, there'll be points. You know, there'll be points dropped here and there, and we've just got to keep focusing on ourselves. And if we can, you know, match the quality of our play in the second half from here on in, then you know, I'll be really surprised if we drop too many points between now and the end of the season.
So a big, 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 big thank you there to 26-0 and South Shields TV. A cracking evening was had by all in that top of Division 1 North battle there at Ewan Fields. It finished one apiece. A great advert, not just for the Northern Premier League, but a great advert for non-league football. It was like watching a tennis match with 11 players on either side. And a big thank you to 26-0 for that interview with Darren Kelly. And a big thank you to South Shields TV there for that interview with Lee Picton at the full-time whistle. A big thank you to everyone. A lovely evening had by all. A nice pie and peas too. And speaking of nice, it's now time to introduce Mr. Nice himself. James Hayes is with us. Hello, James. How are you?
How you doing, Ben? How you doing?
So, coming up over the course of the rest of the show, we're going to be looking ahead to this weekend's matches in the Premier Division. We're also going to be hearing from the managers at Fazer Celtic at Grantham. We've also got some post-match reaction as well from Saturday from Tommy Lawson at Marine and Chris Hardy at Whitby Town. Some important victories for those two sides as well. But James, before we get started, something has launched. We're underway with something really, really big and really, really important, aren't we?
Yeah. So the start of not just one set of votes, which everyone knows about, but two, the NPL Show Supporters Player of the Season, along with the NPL 50th anniversary for the greatest managers of all time. Both votes are now underway. You can vote for them straight away, but please double check the rules. I've already had to delete about 6 votes because people didn't read the rules properly.
So how could people get involved? What's the next process then? Where are we up to with it all?
So we're opening the nominations until the 4th of March at midnight, which is when they close for both of them. We go away to our secret bunker with 2 fans from every club in the league, as well as pretty much every podcaster. And
will there be sausage rolls?
There will be indeed.
Good.
And then we're not coming out until we decide the 5 finalists, and then if obviously with the managers as well, ready for the final vote. But all of it's online on the league website, Facebook, the Twitter, Instagram, anything that the social media, the votes are ready up and running. But like I say, just double check the rules.
Well, I think as well it'd be good, because obviously it's a secret bunker, but that shouldn't stop councils from bidding for being a host to the selection room process. So if you're a council out there and you think, I'd like to get involved in this big process, get in touch with James Hayes via the usual channels, and I'm pretty sure that, you know, we can set up a webcam on a chimney breast, and when an announcement's made, we put up the smoke and gets the excitement going and that kind of, live from Barnsley, a big announcement, that kind of thing. Anyway, it's not Barnsley, just to be clear. Somewhere else.
Well, you never know.
Right, that's enough chatter anyway. Let's just to mention the one match which took place on Tuesday night in the Premier Division. A good result this for Stafford Rangers. A 2-1 away win at Rushall Olympic. Rushall Olympic got a good win on Saturday as well, I believe. So Stafford Rangers bouncing back from their 1-0 defeat to Fazer Celtic on Saturday. There was also a match scheduled to be played. That was Whitby Town against Grantham. And we've seen this before. A team goes a long way. A club organises a pitch inspection. The pitch inspection passes. Then the match referee attends. And then suddenly the match is cancelled last minute. And, you know, it's not good, is it?
The pitch wasn't safe enough at all along the left-hand side. And obviously the match referee's come along. He says he's for his own safety as well as the players. They can't play on it, but sometimes it does happen in football. It is a pain in the backside.
It does happen a lot in non-league, and it does launches those age-old discussions about when a match should get postponed and that kind of thing. It's just an unfortunate situation. Neither club's to blame for it. It's just really unfortunate, isn't it? Really.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been worse. It could have been halfway through a game, a massive monsoon comes down and the match gets abandoned.
Well, yeah.
Leading.
How many games have we been to where the referees basically said, if it rains one more drop, I'm calling it off? So, we are going to hear from Adam Stevens, manager at Grantham, shortly in the show. But let's hear now from Whitby Town, because Whitby Town, it's a shame for Whitby that match got postponed, because they're currently six games unbeaten now. The last game was on Saturday, Whitby Town against Nantwich Town. It finished 2-1. Whitby Town this weekend will be travelling to playoff chasing Witton Albion, a tough game for Witton Albion. But let's hear now from Chris Hardy following that fine win against Nantwich Town. He caught up with Whitby Town Radio's Paul Connolly on the full-time whistle.
Chris, we're standing here after a second home win in a row, six unbeaten as well now. Just initially, your reaction after that win against Nantwich Town?
Yeah, I'm delighted again. I think 3 points, you know, whether it be home or away, like you say, it's always an achievement. Obviously, from the point of view of putting 3 points on the board today, it was important because, like you say, you know, we're trying to ensure that we keep, you know, the charge up the table, so to speak, get away from these areas that we don't want to be in. It was a good 3 points today.
Yeah, absolutely, and even more positive that results have gone your way at the bottom end of the division as well.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame that we're talking about that, but it's a reality. So like I say, it was important that we capitalised on a game today that we thought was winnable, and that proved to be the case. It was a game that I don't think was one for the purist. I think it was difficult conditions, the game seemed a little bit flat at times, but you know, we had to make improvements based on what we did in the first 45. I thought we did that. We changed the shape a little bit, the introduction of Hume. I thought that helped us. We thought we could maybe capitalise with them defensively, and like I say, we seemed to do that. So, like I say, really pleased.
So Paul Connolly there speaking to Chris Hardy on Whitby Town Radio. A big thank you for that clip there. Whitby Town on a good run, currently in 19th position. This weekend they take on Witton Albion, James. Witton Albion sitting in 9th, 6 points from the playoff positions. They played a fair few games and everyone else in the playoffs. For Witton Albion, they won at the weekend against Matlock Town. Witton Albion have to keep winning, but Whitby Town haven't been beaten yet in ages.
Neither side have been beaten in six games when you look at the form table that way. Anyway, so it's going to be a very, very tough ask for Witton Albion, I feel, this one, because again, of how Whitby have been playing. Whitby Town are doing what they need to do to stay out of that fight at this moment in time, and they're doing it superbly. Very, very close game now.
Absolutely. Now, up at the top end of the table is Altrincham, 9 points clear up at the top of Warrington Town. This weekend, though, Altrincham are travelling to Ashton United. We obviously had Jodie Bannum on last week's show. Ashton United now in this five-horse race for four positions, essentially, with Barwell, Hensford Town and Witton Albion and Workerton all looking on as well for a slip-up from the teams in the playoff positions. This is going to be a very tough game, this one, for Alter.
Yeah, the Battle of Robins there as well. Altrincham, again, another team on a good little beat run. The only shot result they had in the last 6 weeks was, again, Witton Albion. Bashan lose that game and Witton pick up the 3 points. It invites them back into the situation along with likes of Barwell, Hensford. Farsa Celtic will be looking at this game massively as well with who they've got this weekend.
We'll come back to Farsa Celtic. I'd like to talk about Hensford. Hensford are hosting Warrington Town this weekend. Warrington Town currently sitting 3 points ahead of Farsa Celtic in sixth position. Warrington in second, as I said, 9 points behind Altrincham. A must win for Warrington Town's title aspirations, a must win for Hensford Town's playoff aspirations, I feel.
Yeah, so again, with Hensford Town, they've just been on a resurgent run recently. But Warrington, as you said before, needed just to put that pressure on Altrincham.
I suppose there's going to be a fair few twists and turns yet, isn't there, James? I mean, Ashton are in fifth at the moment. They're hosting Alter this weekend. It's not beyond all realms of possibility that Ashton might not get a win in that game. So, you know, it's still going to be a long journey, this, to April.
Yeah, but at the same time, again, just looking at Hensford's next three fixtures as well, Warrington, Grantham and Buxton.
Okay,
two of the teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it seems.
Right, Grantham. Grantham currently sitting in third position. As we said, that game on Tuesday night was postponed. They still made the journey up there, though. So, but Grantham Town this weekend will be travelling to Nantwich Town. And on Thursday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Grantham Town. Let's hear now from Adam Stevens. So welcome back to the show, Adam. We do have to start, I think, with Tuesday night's events. It's one of them things, isn't it, that we hear occasionally when it comes to non-league football, having to make that trip up there. It's not ideal, is it?
No. I think, you know, the match referee was quite right in calling it off. I think, you know, the main issue for us was that the fact that there'd been an inspection earlier and the weather had remained constant, and it must have been like that at 1:30. And since I walked on the pitch, it was, you know, it was nigh on hippopotamus mud, you know, and it was, you know, the referee were quite right in calling the game off. But again, it's when you think lads have had half a day off work and a day off work, and, you know, it was ridiculous, really. But these things are there to try us, so to put it by us and move on.
It's a discussion I'm sure a lot of league chairmen and committee members and that kind of thing are going to have, because it's not just a Northern Premier League thing. It happens in every walk of non-league football, and it's just one of the things where a decision should be made a lot earlier and stick by it. But it's right, let's talk the football then, because it's turned into a very, very exciting season up at the top end. Grantham Town well and truly in this mix. We've had you on a few times this season already, Adam, but you must be dead chuffed with the way things are turning out on the pitch at Grantham.
Yeah, we've been excellent. You know, like I said, for us to be where we are, you know, we're massively punching, you know, with all the big boys in the league. I keep saying it, but, you know, that's the truth. And yeah, we're enjoying ourselves, you know, and it's going to take a big effort, you know, for the last 16 games. But, you know, we intend on stopping up there.
Now, you've got Nantwich Town this weekend, but how difficult is it to take on Nantwich Town, knowing full well that then you've got Warrington on Tuesday, Hensford Town next Saturday, and then Shaw Lane the Monday after? This is the challenge, isn't it, now you've got to this point?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing, isn't it? You know, I think every game that we play is another big game. Nantwich, whoever it is, it's not about the one after it, it's about the one that you're playing. And, you know, we're just going to stay focused on that. I mean, we've had, hopefully the game will go ahead. I mean, we've ended up with a 3-week break. So, you know, I'm not looking at any excuses on that. I'm looking at it as the players should be refreshed and fit and ready to go, you know.
It's a conversation I'm going to have with Fazer Celtic. Just the idea that, you know, they've got 34 games played, so they're going to be playing Saturday games now all the way through the end of the season. So, earlier on it was a disadvantage playing that many games, now it's an advantage, but now you've had this little break, you're on equal par with all your competition now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think we've played 30 now, played, and we don't seem to have moved in the table when everybody else has been playing the games, so we're in a great little position. You know, we've still got to play Warrington twice, Shore Lane twice, we've got to play Elton them in there, but, you know, it's a case of whoever we play, just keep racking points on the board.
And what about from a managerial point of view, managing the squad and that kind of thing? Because, you know, it's nerve wracking, this, isn't it? I'd imagine going into March at this stage of the season with it being so close. I mean, it's a six horse race essentially for the playoffs. The title's not completely out of the question either, from your point of view, I'd imagine.
No, I think Altrincham's won it. Okay, you know, that's my. I think they will. You know, I think they've got a great squad. You know, and big squad. And, you know, I think, you know, they've got that lead, and I can't see the experience that they've got in the squad and surrendering that. But you know, you never know. But again, and you know, we talk about the top four after that, but for me the sides below there as well are quite capable of stringing wins together, so I'm looking at it and we've just got to concentrate on winning football matches. You know, I don't see anything as a 4 or 5 horse race or whatever it is, because I think there's lots of good teams in there who are capable of stringing wins together.
And mood at the club as well. It's not a fluke. This, I mean, we've said it a few times this season already. Grantham did this last season, so no one should be surprised. But it's easier said than done. But the place must be bouncing.
Yeah, really enjoying it. You know, we take a good little away following with us. You know, again, we're not the biggest of clubs, but, you know, as regarding our fan base, you know, really. But again, when we go away from home, especially we. You know, we're par for par with anybody's, you know, travelling support in our league, which is excellent. You know, we've got some big away games to come, and at home as well, you know, we've seen our attendances go up, which shows we're doing something right. But now everybody's bouncing around, you know, they're enjoying the football that we're serving up, and that's how we want it to be. You know, like we said about the you know, being in the playoffs. You know, it's, you know, I'm nervous, whatever people say, but no, we're excited about it. You know, we've got nothing to lose. You know, I'd rather be there than sat in the bottom three. You know, so every game we're looking forward to, and you know, we've got a good away record as well, so nothing to be scared of really, playing anybody. But again, every team's capable of winning games in this league, and we've got to make sure that we carry on do that.
So a big thank you to Adam Stevens for joining us on this week's show. But this game this weekend against Nantwich Town, it's a bit traffic lighty, the form guide for Nantwich Town. It looks like they're just getting set for the summer where they can really get a pre-season under the belts. This is a big game though for Grantham, and they could really put the pressure on here, Alty and Warrington above them.
Yeah, Grantham's recent form as well. Out of the last seven, they've drawn four of the games. It's going to be a good test of Grantham as well, because Nantwich, with what we've seen from the last couple of years, they have got that potential to be able to upset teams at the top end and push up and make that a little bit of a run.
Right, let's talk about Shaw Lane. Shaw Lane haven't had a game in ages, have they? So this weekend, did they play in midweek at all in a cup game?
Yeah,
They
had a County Cup 4-1 win against eight men of some side up there with three sendings off, and it was a nice. The word is Royal Rumble on Twitter.
Blimey, Charlie. So Shaw Lane haven't had a league game in a while, but as James just said there, they have had a County Cup game, a stroke wrestling match. Shaw Lane this weekend will be hosting Colville. Shaw Lane have got two games in hand over everyone around them in the playoff positions, but they do need. They need a win, because they do have games in hand, but they need to get the ball rolling on some form of league momentum, don't they?
Yeah. Let's look at the fixture next for next Saturday. It's first of the Altrincham games, which has been delayed about five or six times now. But going back towards this weekend, they've got the reverse of the last game they played against Colville Town. Colville coming on the back of three straight defeats, you'd expect Shaw Lane to be able to come back all guns ablaze and be able to pick up the result.
Fars Celtic, they're the jack in the pack, is that the right phrase? They're the ones who are looking at this, looking on and going, right, we can get involved in this. They have played a fair few games than everyone else. They're just 3 points behind Warrington in second, Fars Celtic in sixth. But Fars Celtic have played four games more. But at this stage of the season, that could be deemed as a bit of an advantage, because they don't have to squeeze in the games. They don't have to play midweeks or anything like that. So it's an interesting time at Fars Celtic, and a good time to catch up with manager at Fars Celtic. Please welcome back to the show, Adam Laitland. So, Adam, welcome back to the show. Firstly, a big congratulations for the run that Fars Celtic are on at the moment. You must be dead happy with the way the team's bounced back since Hensford.
I am. The last couple of games in particular, we've performed really well. I think the key for us has been defensively. We've just been a bit more secure, really. And obviously, when you defend better and concede fewer goals, you give yourselves an opportunity to win matches. And you know, certainly the 3 points down at Stourbridge on the Monday night was a very big win for us, I think, psychologically as well. And then obviously following it up with the home win against Stafford, you know, made it a good week for us. And we lost the game to Hensford a couple of weeks ago, but we actually played really well in that game. We just made some individual errors at crucial times in the game, and Hensford, in fairness to them, they punished us when those chances came around. But you know, at half time we should have been out of sight, really, and we just made an error just before the break, and it went in at 1-1, and then second half they came out and caught us on the break a couple of times. But overall, we've been performing quite well, going back as far as Boxing Day, I'd say. But the problem we've had in some games is just conceding too many goals, and as I say, we've rectified that the last couple of games, and obviously we've picked up two wins, which is great.
I mean, is that a conscious decision you've made there, Adam? Because one thing that Fas Celtic's been renowned for this season, obviously scoring a fair few, but also conceding a fair few. And, you know, the Stafford clean sheet and the Buxton clean sheet a few games back. Is that something that you think you need to do to get yourselves into the playoffs come April?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's the column that we need to really focus on improving over the next 12 games is, you know, if we can defend better and concede fewer goals. And I always feel we create chances and we've got goals in us because we've got a lot of good players. And, you know, it's just keeping the goals against column as low as we can. And I think we've just at times this season, you know, maybe learned the hard way where we've come out and maybe not started the game as well as we should have done, gone behind. And you know, I think any manager will tell you that the first goal in this division is really important because it can have a big change on the game. Obviously, when you go behind, you've then got the onus is on you to try and get back in it, and then you can sometimes leave yourselves a little bit open and a bit exposed. And that's probably why we've been involved in so many high scoring games this season. On the flip side, you know, whenever you make individual errors in this division, the quality of player is better than the division below, which a lot of our players have played the majority of their careers in. And you get punished, you know, probably more than you do in that division below. So, you know, we're learning all the time. We're trying to improve all the time. And as I say, if we can just concentrate on defending better and conceding fewer goals, which I'm positive that we can do, then we'll give ourselves a chance of winning plenty of more games.
Now, the other column that you've need to keep down, I think, at the moment is the played games, because obviously you played a fair few games with everyone else. But to be fair, we are entering that period now where that could be an advantage, because you've got a game a week now, where some teams have got two games a week, and some teams, I'd imagine as well, might be looking at three games a week. So you're involved in this promotion race now, one win away from second place. Where are you tracking compared to where you thought you'd be come the end of February?
I mean, to be honest, you know, from the outset, our chairman and the board have said to us, you know, it's first season in this division. Whilst, you know, as a football club, Farsley Celtic always want to be, you know, in the higher ends of whichever division we're in. The key this season for us really was, you know, making sure that we were competitive in every game, which I believe that we've been, and securing our status in this league. And you know, obviously we've managed to achieve that. I don't think we've been lower than eighth all season, actually. So we've kind of been up there and thereabouts all season, and that's credit to the players. Obviously, the last couple of wins has kind of put us back into it a little bit. Teams around us do have games in hand. I think a lot of them have got to play against one another, so there'll be loads of twists and turns between now and the end of the season. But all that counts for nothing if we don't take care of our own games and make sure that we, you know, win as many of the remaining 12 games as we can. And if we can manage to get enough points to sneak in there, then great. You know, I'm just looking at it now and thinking, well, to some extent, the pressure's off us now. You know, we can just go into every game, try and be as competitive as we can, try and win every game and see where it takes us.
I mean, that's the key, isn't it, Adam, as well? You mentioned the teams above you are all playing each other. This weekend, you've got a tricky match, though, away at Sutton Coldfield. Then you've got back-to-back Witten Albion matches. On paper, you could put yourself in a very good position come the middle of the match. But I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, I'm going to take each game as it comes, aren't you? But go on.
Yeah, probably will do, yeah. I mean, you know, Sutton Coldfield, we expect a very difficult game. I mean, they're at the bottom of the league. They beat us at home. We were just miles off it on the day, and they came and they did a job on us and they beat us 1-0. They've obviously changed managers since, and I think performances and some of the results have improved since Neil Tooft's gone in there. So we expect a very difficult game, as we do every week. You know, back-to-back games against Witten. Again, you know, good team. Carl's done a great job there, got them organised. You know, they're competitive. They've got goals in them. So we expect, you know, very, very difficult games. But as I said earlier, you know, the games that we go into now, you know, with confidence and looking to win like we do every game, And, you know, I could quite easily be here in 2 weeks' time, Ben, losing all three, and you're saying that you're out of it. So you just don't know in this division. Every game, every week's so difficult. You've just got to take one game at a time, try and do the best you can, get as many points as possible, and then move on to the next one.
Well, when we've got a few more points on the board, Adam, we'll get you back on, no problem at all. And I'm sure we'll be talking about the same subject again come the end of March. But Adam Laitland, big thank you for coming on. Keep up the good work and all the best this weekend. Fires and Celtic this weekend are travelling to Sutton Coldfield. And at this point, James, I'm going to switch the table on its head and start talking about the relegation battle. Because Sutton Coldfield, they had that very, very difficult task at the weekend, but did give it a go, didn't they, against Altrincham? But the league leaders won in the end by 2-1. Elsewhere, and it was a very big win for Marine at the weekend. They beat Halesowe in town to stretch the legs a bit from the relegation zone. Marine are now 6 points ahead of bottom place Sutton Coldfield, and Marine have 3 games in hand. After that win against Halesowe in for Marine, Tommy Lawson caught up with Marine's TV channel on YouTube. Let's hear what Tommy had to say.
Tom, 1-0 victory over Halesowe, and you must be really happy with that result.
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted, to be fair. It was a massive game for both clubs. We've managed to put the pressure on big time. You know, it was a good win. I thought we played particularly well. I think we've actually followed on from the win against Widnes. We chose the same starting 11 because I thought they'd earn the right to go again. And as I say, I think we've worked very, very hard for that win today. Culminating in Martin's fantastic save from, you know, the penalty. But having said that, I don't know why, for the life of me, the referee chose to give it, because, you know, our lads are a bit disappointed in the decision. I didn't see it, so, you know, it's hard for me to comment. But, you know, there's pushing and pulling in every goal mouth, for every corner, every free kick, you know, and if we start being that picky, well, I think we've got problems, haven't we?
It was a great team performance. Anyone stand out in particular for you this afternoon?
Yeah, I think we did have a couple of standout players. I thought Kenny Strickland and Adam Hughes at the heart of the defence played particularly well. I thought Florian worked very, very hard in the wide berth. Obviously, Martin, you know, was in control of his back four. I thought he had a good game. But, you know, it'd be unfair to just pick those players out, because everyone else has put a shift in as well, and that's important.
Great, and MJ rejoined the club this week. Are there any more plans to sort of reinforce the squad in the coming weeks?
Yeah, we've signed another lad called Luke Griffiths, and he's a former Bolton player, and he's looked really good in training, and we chose to invite him to sign a form.
So a big thank you there to Marine's TV channel on YouTube. Tommy Lawson there, manager at Marine, following that 1-0 win against Halesowe in town. So James Hayes is still with us. Sutton Coldfield against Farns and Celtic this weekend. Halesowe against Matlock Town. I'm going to suggest Halesowe have the easier of the two games. They have said it.
At this moment in time, yes, because again, Matlock just can't seem to find any form from anywhere at this moment in time. Halesowe is starting to pick up the points. Well, they've started picking up some points, especially after a 3-point deduction 2 weeks ago. Marine were again looking over the shoulder, thinking they could get away from this once and for all with a good win. But the main focus there, again, is on Sutton Coldfield for us, I think, this weekend. Barnsley, again, similar to what situation as what I said to Charlene, they've got to focus more on their own game from what's happening at Altrincham and Mashton. They've got a great opportunity just to sneak into the playoffs this weekend.
Well, what have they got coming up, Farsley? We just discussed it there. I mean, it is going to be Saturdays for them, which is an advantage, I feel, at this stage of the season. They've got back-to-back games against Witten coming up, which is very, very important for Witten's season as well as Farsley Celtics. And then in mid-March, Farsley Celtic on the 17th of March, they then return following those two Witten Albion games with an away trip to Matlock Town. And as Adam pointed out in his interview there, you know, the teams above them all have to play each other in the coming weeks. So you can't rule out Fans of Celtic. But this game against Sutton Coldfield is vitally important. Just to talk about the Halesowe match as well. Halesowe, I think, are going to be announcing new investors at the club on Saturday as well, if news stories are to be believed. So that can have an impact on the pitch as well, a bit of a lift with regards to what's going on. going on off the pitch at Hills Owen. Let's talk about Stalybridge Celtic while we're throwing this the relegation battle into play. Marine are 6 points clear of the relegation zone with three games in hand over Sutton Coldfield. Stalybridge Celtic following that marvellous 2-2 draw against Hensford Town. They're also 6 points from the relegation zone. However, they have six games in hand. A very, very important set of results that Stalybridge Celtic have had, I think we can all agree. This weekend then, for Stalybridge Celtic will be travelling to Stafford Rangers and Marine will be hosting Michelova Sports. Any form of result, I think, at this stage for Stalybridge and Marine just adds to that feeling. We're getting away from this now.
Yeah, I'm going to start with Stalybridge here quickly because, again, with the postponements they had, obviously they're starting to pick up the points away now. Watching the last couple of games, we picked up some good wins, and I think it's down to a couple of the signings they made recently. You could see Stalybridge sneaking something there to put a bit of pressure onto Marine. This game on the 24th of March at home to Sutton Coldfield is going to be vital for them just to get out of that race. But yeah.
I think the other thing to say as well is that, you know, we've been here before, haven't we, where teams who we think are dead and buried just come back, and often that team is Sutton Coldfield. They've done it about four times this season already. So a fair few twists and turns left, I feel. Just to cover off some of the remaining fixtures we've not mentioned yet, Lancaster City are hosting Rushall Olympic this weekend. 10 points between Lancaster City in 11th and Ashton United in fifth. It's a long way, especially with Lancaster City having three games played more than Ashton United, but, you know, stranger things have happened. And then there's also Buxton against Stourbridge, and one of the most intriguing games of the weekend, Barwell against Workington. Barwell can put themselves, especially with you know, the potential for maybe Ashton United to drop points this weekend, but certainly to try and keep the pressure on Ashton United and Farsley Celtic. Barwell, if they win, then that pressure's kept on. For Workington, I think the pressure's already on them, isn't it?
Yeah, similar sort of situation with Witten Albion. Workington have now got to start winning games. Again, 16 games left, and eight behind at the moment. A lot of the mid-table teams, again, playing each other soon. But at the same time, Barwell are one of the on-form teams too. Jimmy Ginelli's just having a fantastic couple of weeks. And, again, proving everyone wrong on the show. They're another
not
team
everyone.
There.
Whoa. Not everyone. Well, yeah, not everyone. Not having that. No. Just you and everyone else.
Hang on, I was one of them actually backed him as well.
Everyone implies the presenter as well, and that no such thing has happened. Right, back over to you. I've not even mentioned a burger once this season as well, Jimmy. Not once.
That's a very, very true point. At the same time, we can't call Barwell one of the mid-table teams that like to cause trouble anymore because of the season that they've had.
No, they're beyond trouble. That's right.
Yeah.
Just before we go, James, it's now time for the Integro League Cup third round / second round roundup. And James, there was three matches on Tuesday evening in the Integro League Cup. And so there were big games, weren't there? Workington got a fabulous 2-1 win against Marine. Lancaster City progressed as well, beating Warrington Town by 2-0. It's an interesting one, that one, isn't those two results right there? Because I think both defeated managers would be quite happy with the reduced workload that the Integro League Cup brings. I don't know if that's the right thing to conclude, but it does feel that way.
It does a little bit, but again, don't forget Warrington and Marine have both won it in the last 3 years as well. So they have a bit of prestige in this competition. Marine, again, they've been doing well enough just to get that little bit of form going again. But the main thing is both winners of them ties there meet each other in the third round in 2 weeks' time as well.
Congratulations to Lancaster City and Workington progressing through to the third round. As James said, they will play each other in a couple of weeks, is that, I'm assuming?
2 weeks' time.
Two weeks' time. But through to the fourth round is Michelova Sports. Michelova Sports 3, Witten Albion 3, and, cracking last 10 minutes in this game. So Witten Albion go 1-0 up, and they're 1-0 up at half-time. Then Michelova get an equaliser within 10 minutes of the second half kicking off. And then, speaking of kicking off, it all kicked off with 10 minutes to go. Witten Albion take the lead. Michelova get an equaliser. Then Witten Albion take the lead again. Then 2 minutes later, Michelova get an equaliser. 3-0 the final score. Michelova going through 4-3 on penalties.
money's worth of entertainment there for Mickleover Sports and Witton Albion supporters. Superb stuff. Just before we go as well, James, I'd just like to mention the matches on Tuesday night when it comes to the league. There's some big matches taking place on Tuesday. Alte against Stourbridge. Ashton United will be hosting Stalybridge Celtic in a bit of a Tameside derby. Buxton against Workington. It's Grantham Town against Warrington. Oh, boom! And Nantwich Town against Shaw Lane. Wow. So Tuesday night's going to be brilliant, isn't it? Really is.
Yeah. And not only that as well, then in the south section as well, Basford could actually seal a play, could, I mean, the point now where they could actually seal a playoff spot. Wow. In the next week as well.
Just to mention a couple of the games in Division 1 South this weekend, which have caught my eye. Bedworth United against Frickley Athletic. That's third against fourth, with Alva Church hosting Peterborough Sports looking on. It's all happening in the playoff positions when it comes to Division 1 South. And there's also an intriguing match just outside the playoff positions where Stocksbridge Park Steels will be hosting Corby Town. Brilliant big game there in Division 1. South. We started off the show talking about Division 1 North on Tuesday night when Hyde United and South Shields got that 1-1 draw. Ramsbottom United were being beaten by Scarborough Athletic by 3-1. So Scarborough are now in the automatic promotion spots. Hyde United just outside them, but it's 3 points separating South Shields at the top and Hyde United in third. Bamber Bridge now a bit further back, it feels. 9 points from South Shields and 7 points from Scarborough. Speaking of which, so this weekend, James, in Division 1 North, we started off with a boom banger bang match in Division 1 North. I think we should finish the show talking about a boom banger bang match. Bamber Bridge against Scarborough Athletic. Wow.
Yeah, I think that's a must win for Bamber to stand any chance of finishing in the top three at this moment in time. Obviously, with the other two teams having slightly easier games, we could say, especially with South Shields playing Rackley Flat. Hopefully, the floodlights won't go out getting that one. But massive game that for Bamber Bridge. They've got to win that game, I feel.
And just a congratulations to Trafford as well. Trafford in sixth position this weekend. They take on Cone. Cone still got a very good chance of making the playoffs. They've got three games in hand over Trafford and they're only 3 points behind them. All to play for, isn't it? Isn't it bonkers, that last playoff spot? Sixth place, Trafford, down to 12th place, Glossop North End. 3 points, the gap. Blimey, Charlie. But congratulations to Trafford, who made it through to the Manchester Premier Cup final midweek, where they're going to get beat by FC United in the final. So, well done.
I've seen that. Live on FC on radio as well.
Yeah, it'll be live. Right, anyway, I've said it now. I'm sorry, Tom. I'm sorry. Anyway, well, James Hayes, that's the fixture preview. A big thank you for coming on the show. Just to finally mention as well the awards over the coming weeks, just a reminder of the various ways people can get involved and nominate.
Yeah, so the link is on Facebook, Twitter, our Instagram page, and on the league website at the moment. Remember, you get to nominate up to 3 players, but only 1 per club. And then for the Manager's Award, it's pretty much open field. Nominate as long as they've had 3 seasons in the league, you can nominate the manager. And the voting closes on the 4th of March at midnight.
James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us. You keep up the good work. Have a lovely weekend and we'll be hearing from you next week. And that, dear listener, is the end of this week's show. A big, big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show, as well as Adam Stevens from Grantham Town and Adam Lakeland at Farsley Celtic. Also, a big, big thank you to the lovely hospitality at Ewan Fields on Tuesday night. Thank you to Hyde United and South Shields, and also a big thank you to 26-0, and a big thank you to the YouTube channels at South Shields and Marine, and also a big thank you to Paul Connolly at Whitby Town Radio. But that's it for this week's Evo Stick NPL show. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the league website. That's at evostickleague.co.uk. You can also follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. But I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.